105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105. 5:28. It is actually a day of outside broadcasts, and Dom Smith, who helps us with our Pub of the Month feature, would normally be sitting opposite me round about this time, but he is out and about today, but that won't stop us from speaking to him. So, Dominic, which pubs did you visit this month?
Well, as usual, you asked me to visit four pubs during the last 4 weeks. The Tram Depot on Dover Street, the Earl of Beaconsfield on Mill Road, the Baron of Beef on Bridge Street, and the Cow on Corn Exchange Street. Before we start, though, I need to quickly apologise to the King Street Run. You'll remember that last month, when we were doing the review from the Golden Hind on Valentine's Day, I mentioned that the King Street Run's roof appeared to have fallen in when I went there to review it. Well, I've been back since, and it's been pointed out to me that this is actually an intentional part of the pub's decor.
Oh, yeah, I can see why that kind of mistake might have been made. So, on to the first pub, then. What did you think of the Tram Depot?
The Tram Depot is on Dover Street, tucked in just off East Road, opposite Anglia Ruskin University. As such, it won't surprise you to hear it's a rather more student-y pub than many, but it's big with lots of space, and as someone who left university some time ago, I didn't feel I was unwelcome. It's just that many of the customers are younger than at other places. The Tram Depot is an Everard's pub, so it won't be surprising to hear that most of the six hand pumps had Everard's beer on, but there was also a rather nice guest ale too. In terms of the decor, it's got a tiled floor and wooden bar and panelling, which gives it a slightly rustic feel that works very well. There were two bar staff on when I was there, and even though it was a bit busy, they were serving efficiently. I also had to smile at the sign above the bar that reads, "Buy one beer for the price of two, and get the second free." Now, in terms of ratings, a student venue might not be your first choice for an after-work drink, but it's comfortable with a good selection of beers, so I'm giving it 4 out of 5 for the appearance, 4 out of 5 for the staff, 4 out of 5 for the beer selection, and 3 out of 5 for the community aspect, as it's clearly loved by the people who go there. I've never seen it quiet. Overall, then, a very respectable 15 out of 20.
Yes, often go there myself, or pass there anyway, and it is very much busy, and a very reasonable score. And now, the second pub was the Earl of Beaconsfield. What did you think of that?
It's a little hidden gem. My first impression was that it's slightly rough around the edges, which I mean it's not as polished, either literally or figuratively, as somewhere like the All Bar One that I reviewed last month. But two of the four hand pumps on were guest ales, and there's a good selection of bottle-at ales too, which I was really surprised to see, especially so close to the better-known ale venues like the Cambridge Blue or the Free Press. Now, as you know, I like to do these reviews on Thursday evenings, so I can find out what the pub's like after work, but I had to go into the Earl of Beaconsfield on a Sunday, so that might not be entirely comparable. It might have been busier on a weekday, particularly as there was football on. But it was busy, which is always a good sign, without me feeling squashed or like an intruder. There were three bar staff on, and there was a slight wait at the bar, but nothing abnormal. Most of the decor is rather generic and boring, but it's good to see they take live music seriously, with sessions at 9 p.m. on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays. There are a lot of really good pubs in this area, but you could certainly do worse than to try the Earl if, like me, you're currently completely oblivious to it. Needless to say, I really like this, so I'm giving it 3 out of 5 for decor, 3 out of 5 for the staff, 5 out of 5 for the beer selection, and 5 out of 5 for the events and community aspect, giving it a very good score of 16 out of 20.
Very good indeed. Right, so that's two of the pubs. I think it's time for some music now, and I think you've chosen a song about a pub that sounds, well, pretty useless to me. Dom, I assume your third pub this month, the Baron of Beef on Bridge Street, did have some beer, perhaps?
Yes, it certainly did. Five hand pumps, in fact. Like the Tram Depot, you could say this is opposite a university. It's just across the road from St John's College. but it's definitely not a student pub. There was actually a very healthy mix of clientele when I was there, although the bar staff are obviously used to being frequented by tourists unfamiliar with bar etiquette. A couple of ladies who were looking lost at the entrance were immediately encouraged to sit and then to order at the bar while I was there. The decor in here is mainly generic Green King, but as Julian mentioned last month, Green King often seem to add a unique touch to many of their premises. In this case, I really wasn't too convinced by the mini chandeliers in the area nearest the entrance. The layout is long and thin, which really doesn't give a great sense of space, but it was quite busy and the two bar staff on were coping really well. They had five hand pumps on, a standard Green King selection, plus one guest. I wasn't really expecting a venue like this to do much in the way of events, but it turns out they have live music on the first Saturday of the month. Overall, this is a reasonable, quite central location for an after-work drink, and as a result, it scores 13 out of 20. 3 out of 5 for the decor, 4 out of 5 for the staff, 3 out of 5 for the beer selection, and the live music, even if only monthly, helped it get 3 out of 5 for community. The fourth and final contender for March's Pub of the Month is The Cow on Corn Exchange Street. This is a much more trendy establishment that seems to have two guises. By day, it concentrates on food, with lunchtime pizza offers for example, and by night it becomes a pre-clubbing bar, with plenty of spirits and shots on the menu. As such, it probably won't be a surprise to hear that the beer selection was rather limited. In fact, there are no hand pumps, but Green King IPA is available on tap. I was in there during the early evening, as the pub was changing from one style to the other, but yet it was still very busy with a mainly young, student-aged crowd. Despite this, the three bar staff on were still managing to keep up with the demand. As well as the beer, it was really the decor that lets the cow down. The paintwork looks slightly old, and I wasn't convinced that the brickwork, wooden floor, and what looked like antique wooden spirit cabinets behind the bar really suited the type of customer they had. It's also quite small. On the plus side, they do have occasional events. On Saturday week, the 23rd for example, a DJ will be playing reggae music from 9 p.m. If there's only a few of you going out for a drink after work, and you're not looking for ale, this could be a contender in the centre of town. As such, I'm giving it 2 for the decor, 2 for the beer selection, 4 out of 5 for the staff, and 3 out of 5 for community events. That's a total of 11 out of 20. To recap then, in reverse order, this month we have The Cow on 11 out of 20, The Baron of Beef with 13 out of 20, The Tram Depot with 15 out of 20, and just in the lead, The Earl of Beaconsfield with 16 out of 20. Well done to them, and of course we'll be sending them a certificate very soon.
I can't feel we should take them round in person, really. That's great, Dom, but before you go, I gather there's been some changes in local pubs recently.
Yes, that's right. Milton Brewery recently bought the Haymakers in Chesterton, which was closed in July 2011. It's currently closed for refurbishment, and I look forward to trying it out when it reopens. Earlier this month, I also went into another pub that's recently reopened, the Cambridge Brewhouse, formerly known as the Cholly Scholar, and before that the Bun Shop on King Street. Now, we haven't got time to bring you a full review of the brewhouse today, but I do hope to feature it in the near future, as it's a very promising establishment and, unusually, has its own attached microbrewery. Perhaps that's one for April.
I think it very possibly could be. And if you have a suggestion for a pub that Dom could visit as part of our Pub of the Month, you know what to do. Drive at cambridge105.fm is our email address. And I'll pass that on to Dom, and I'll produce him a list over the next couple of days. We can start the next pub crawl ahead of the April Pub of the Month.